It's been 150 years since the University of Washington was founded in Seattle. The original location of the campus helped transform downtown Seattle. The main campus of the university moved north of Seattle to the current campus in northeast of the city in 1985. That's 1895. But Felix Bunnell looks at how that downtown property continues to help support the University of Washington today.
Not far from this busy street corner in downtown Seattle, right about where the Fairmont Olympic Hotel now stands, history was made. It was 1861 when the University of Washington was founded here by a small group of local boosters with the blessings of the territorial legislature. Seattle pioneer Arthur Denny donated the land. Then a single hall was built that housed the UW during the school's early decades.
But then Washington grew. A move to more spacious grounds came after 34 years, out to the dense forest by the Big and Little Water, now better known as Lakes Washington and Union.
This is audio from a 1961 King TV documentary about the University of Washington centennial. The UW moved to its current campus in 1895, and the Regents put the downtown land up for sale to raise money for the school. But the country was in the midst of a multi-year financial crisis called the Panic of 1893. It was the biggest economic collapse of the 19th century. Banks failed and railroads went bankrupt. Millions lost their jobs and the money supply dried up. And so the downtown land sat vacant, but the UW still needed money for the new campus.
The money from Olympia allowed for only one building, Denny Hall. Fortunately, nobody wanted to buy the old campus.
It was fortunate, because the panic ended and the economy recovered. And by the turn of the 20th century, America and Seattle were booming once again. And this time, rather than raise money by selling the land, the UW struck a deal with James A. Moore. Moore was a Seattle real estate developer and the man who built the Moore Theater and several other buildings around the city. The UW decided to lease the downtown land to Moore so that he could put up buildings and generate revenue for the school. But the aging Moore struggled with the project, and the promised income for the UW never materialized. One man who came to Seattle in those booming years was an energetic young Yale-educated attorney known as J.F. Douglas. In 1907, Douglas contacted James Moore. The two men met, and Douglas offered an unsolicited set of 21 specific steps he thought would help move Moore's downtown development project forward. In this audio recorded at a luncheon in 2003, Jim Douglas, the late son of J.F. Douglas, describes what happened next.
Mr. Moore listened to this presentation and finally said, "Mr. Douglas, why don't you form a company and buy the lease from me?" Well, there were a couple of problems in that. One was, at that time, his net worth was $5 and a gold watch, and the watch was in the pawn shop rather frequently.
But J.F. Douglas knew an opportunity when he saw one. In just 60 days, he raised enough money to buy the lease from James Moore. And unlike Moore, Douglas didn't waste any time developing the property. But the first step he took was to get professional help with design, not just for a single building, but for the entire 10 acres.
So we called in a firm, Howes & Stokes, one of the outstanding architectural firms in the country at that time. He gave them the assignment of laying out the property for its eventual development.
This sophisticated approach to urban planning, to come up with a design for entire blocks of buildings, was unprecedented in Seattle and just about everywhere else at that time. But the 10 acres of vacant land, right in the middle of a growing American city, was also very unusual. Before anything was even built, the Howes and Stokes plan was displayed at exhibitions around the country. Critics hailed it as a masterpiece. One expert described the scope and scale of the project as the creation of a new city within a city. Douglas took the plan and went to work. He lined up investors and built some of Seattle's most enduring 20th century landmarks. The Cobb Building, one of the first anywhere to be designed especially for medical and dental offices. The Olympic, one of Seattle's grandest hotels. And the Stimson Building, with one of the city's most distinctive performance venues, the Fifth Avenue Theater. It took about 20 years to build most of the buildings. The project began producing revenue for Douglas and for the UW almost immediately, and the downtown land remains a gold mine for the school. As of 2012, it generates about $8 million of net revenue in support of the university every year. For people who pass by this spot in downtown Seattle by vehicle, there's only one visible reminder of the neighborhood's 1861 roots. Those green and white signs on the corners that say University Street.
This is ours, our university, the University of the People of Washington.
I'm Felix Bunnell for KUOW.
Let's not bow down to Washington. There are so many stories about the UW's 150 years, and you can find those stories at our website, kuow.org.